Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. This is Anne-Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries, bringing you a big God bless you and saying praise the Lord to you. I'm excited to be able to communicate with all of you. Hallelujah. Once more at this new year, 2016. We're glad to see another year in the Lord. I'm glad to be alive. How about you? I'm glad to be healthy. How about you? I'm glad to be strong. Hallelujah. How about you? It's the Lord that has been sustaining all of us because God loves us and He desires for us to be sustained. That's why this year we chose a theme that God put in our hearts, the will of God. Let us look this month as we fast and pray and look at God's word. What is the will of God for us? Does He want us to know His will? You know, some people say you never know what God is doing. And sometimes they say, well, you don't know. It's a mystery. Well, I believe we can know the will of God. We might not know all of the points and the facts and the details, but we can know what is the will of God for us. For example, let me read in scripture for us. We're just going to look at a few verses. The Bible says in Genesis 46 verse 3, and the Lord is speaking to Jacob here, and he says, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. Here God speaks to Jacob and he makes him a promise. He said, I will do it. I will do it. I'll make you a great nation. So here God is promising Jacob that what he will do. And so God has a will. And every time I see God's will in scripture, it looks good and sounds good. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 7, we see another wonderful scripture where the Bible says, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Oh, I love that. I love it because I am glad to see that God don't want us to be in bondage or in burdens of any kind. It is the will of God for us to be free and not under any kind of burden or load on our minds and on our hearts. It is the will of God. In Isaiah 41 and 10, the Bible says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Keep that in your heart today. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. In verse 13, he says, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. I will help thee. Isn't that awesome? I love it. God says He will help us. Let us pray together today and keep that in your heart all day long, no matter what you face, who says what goes wrong, what goes right, you know, God will help me. And when it goes right, Lord, I thank you that you're helping me. You're helping me. I thank you. I thank you. And you give him the glory for it. Come on, let's pray together today. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your people. We thank you for your goodness. Lord God, as we come together just to hear a word from you, Lord God, we appreciate that you have a will and that your will is good concerning us. You desire for us to see and to do good things, and you will help us in every single way. Lord, I pray for whoever is listening, all those that are listening, I pray that they will seek out your will. I pray that they will ask you for your help. I pray, Lord God, that they will pray in the name of Jesus for the things that you have for them, that they will acquire those things. You have good blessings lined up for all your people. Let us reach out and take that which belongs to us because you said it belonged to us. Lord God, let us draw near to you so that you can draw near to us today. Give us an awesome day in your presence, an awesome day, whether we go to work or stay home, whatever we're doing today, let it be just wonderful, a wonderful day of peace and joy and love before you. Thank you for your people. Thank you for your goodness. We give you the praise today, Lord God. in Jesus' name. Remember, God has a will, and his will to bless you. God bless you.